This is Julian with Trucker Job USA, and let's talk about lease purchase today. So this is one of the most controversial topics in trucking, because most of the time you'll speak to people that says, oh no, that's a scam, or it doesn't work. I tried it. I end up owing the company money. My house went in foreclosure. My wife was going to leave me. I mean, you hear so many things about lease purchase. So I definitely understand why this is a very controversial topic. Now, in my experience, I've only found one company that I know that drivers earn money consistently with. Only one company. So I definitely understand why lease purchase has a stigma to it in the industry. However, I'm going to go over some rules of the game that I found that you can vet out a lease purchase company pretty quickly and understand if you need to stay there or turn it, you know, walk away. And that goes into my next point. It should always be a walk away lease. You know, you don't want to deal with no company, and pretty much all of them are walk away. I haven't personally recently seen any advertising or any information out there that, you know, it was not a walk away lease, you know, because they have to stay competitive with the market. Now, when we talk about walk-away lease, we're just talking about in the place of you just saying, hey, this is not working. I have the option to let this go with no penalties or very minimum, you know, whatever. You know, that's basically what it is. You can walk away from that lease, and you can't come after me for anything, you know, pretty much what's in the contract, of course. But the walk-away lease is, you know, the first thing that you should look for if you're going to do a lease purchase, right? Because at the end of the day, you're an entrepreneur at that point, and you don't know exactly what's going to happen, but you do need the option to walk away if things are not to your liking. Now, the second thing that I think drivers make a big mistake in is the route they select. So let me give you an example. I know people who want to do lease purchase and be local. That makes absolutely no sense. I know people who want to do a lease purchase and just want to, you know, run two states. That makes no sense again. The best way to vet out a company, and when I mean vet, that means to investigate and know if you can make money with them, is either run an OTR or coast to coast, something like a blow-out 40 that would take you from the Carolinas to California. And why, Julian? Because you need to know if they have the freight. You need to know. And if it's a little regional run that I've seen them put out, you won't know, because the excuse they can give you is, well, you know, we don't have any freight, or freight is low. But if you have an OTR run or a blowout 40 coast to coast, then you're in a situation where you know, because if you can't find me a load in that type of scenario, then guess what? You don't have any work. There's just no way. So if you're ever with a lease purchase company and, you know, you're OTR, you say, hey, I'm OTR, and they don't have any work. They don't have any work. They don't have any loads. I mean, because you can't hide that. You're in the whole United States of America and you don't have any work, and I'm willing to run this whole place. So that's a good way to find out early, because when you're a business owner or an entrepreneur, because there's a difference, but we'll talk about that later. When you're an entrepreneur, you need to find out as fast as possible if this is going to work or not. Okay. That's what you need to find out. You know, everybody loves to talk about Amazon, how big the company is, $1 trillion valuation, Jeff Bezos worth more than Bill Gates. But no, and so we want to talk about their successes, but we're not going to talk about their failures. We forgot that Amazon tried to release a phone. Well, I'm sorry, not try, they did. You can't even find the phone no more, okay? It flopped that bad. Nobody remembers the phone. But what did they do? If the idea doesn't work, they kill it early. They get out of it. They stop. They, you know, burn down the whole situation. You know, they get rid of the situation without trace. That's what they do. And that's what you have to do if you're thinking about becoming an entrepreneur. And also, If you're thinking about doing a lease purchase, then you need to get in and get out as quick as possible. You need to not get it. Well, let me rephrase that because I don't want my words to be taken out of context. So what I mean by is you need to do your thorough investigation as quick as possible. Because don't be one of those people that quit before they start. You know, there's too many of those out there too. I'm talking about the person who is doing their due diligence. Like they checked all the boxes off and said, okay, listen, I'm ready to go OTR. Got a walkaway lease. Okay, what? There's no loads? Oh, no, this is not going to work. This dog doesn't hunt. You know, so again, you need to look for the warning signs. So the first one is walkaway lease. Second one is, you know, having an area big enough that you know, like an OTR, a blowout 40 coast to coast, you know, if there's no loads, you need to get out of there, okay? Don't listen to them. Because you know how some companies do? They'll run you hard in the beginning and then it slags off towards the end and then you quit. I've seen that happen so many times. So here's the last one. Now, this is probably a little controversial that I'm sharing this information, but I'm sharing it from somebody who's done lease purchase. That's all they do. And they clearly, you know, they earn six figures every year. Take home. So the last one is no reefer. No reefer. Nope. They don't do no reefer loads. They will not do reefer at all. Why is that? Because they understand that it's burning more fuel. And if it's burning more fuel, then what happens? You're making less profit. So now somebody has to pull those loads, okay? Somebody does have to pull those refrigerated loads. But guess what? It don't have to be you. If they're not listening to this podcast or they don't have a mentor or some OG, then they just don't know any better, right? Well, if you're listening to this or you got a mentor and OG, then you know better, okay? Now, somebody might dispute and say, hey, man, I made good money pulling that. Hey, God bless you. I'm talking about somebody who is proving six-figure earner, and all they do is lease purchase without the intention of purchasing. Now, that's a crazy strategy, right? Hopefully, I can get them on. We can do an interview with them, but the first time I met the guy, it blew my mind. He said, oh, no. I just lease. I don't have no intentions of purchasing. I said, what? He said, yeah, man, I've been doing lease purchase for the last 10 years. All thing I do is lease. I walk away at the end. Every time I walk away. I'm like, why? Because I earn more money. That's why. I'm just in it for the money. I'll go OTR. It don't matter to me. I'm single. No kids. It doesn't matter. That was his logic behind the whole thing. And I said, well, what are the tips? And that's what he shared with me. Walk away, OTR, or below I-40, coast to coast, no reefer. No reefer loads. Okay? So those are the secrets that I learned from the six-figure earner. Consistent every year. That's what he's pulling. Every year. And he walks away from the lease. He has no intentions of purchasing that truck. So I don't know if the companies will be mad at me for sharing that, but I don't work for the companies. So, so that was his whole thing on lease purchase. You know, he just said, hey, I don't want to own a truck, you know, own it for what? You know, I just want the profit. They can take the depreciation laws. They can take all that maintenance and all that, you know, they can take all that. I don't want none of that. I just want the money. And I understand, hey, if that's his thing, that's his thing, because nobody's getting hurt. You know, he's been in it. He's a vet in the game. So, again, those are the three areas that you need to look for when you're thinking about lease purchasing. You need to think about. And of course, you know, and I forgot the most pertinent one is that bumper to bumper warranty. Yes, you need a warranty that covers everything from the tires to anything. Because let me tell you something, maintenance is unavoidable. Maintenance is unavoidable. You will maintain that truck. You will, or somebody will. That's just a part of the game. That's why you have company drivers out there that will never lease purchase because they don't want the headache. Can you imagine? You know, your personal vehicle, you use it for Uber. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to have more maintenance. Why? Because you're driving it more. They have more depreciation. Why? Because you're driving it more. So it's the same thing with lease purchase. You're going to have more maintenance and you're going to suffer more depreciation. Why? Because you're driving it more. So again, if you're not, you know, willing to cross that type of threshold, then it's best that you stay or, you know, become a company driver, because lease purchase is not for everybody. Some people want to be local, be home every day. Not to say that you can't own your own truck and be local every day. Now, lease purchase, I don't see how that's going to work, because you need to earn enough money to actually pay and pay your bills and actually have profit, you know? So there you go. So this is going to be very interesting. You know, I'm very interested in the comments that this may generate. But again, this is battle tested by a veteran of the road. So again, this is Julian with Truck Driver USA. Have a good one.